Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Back here in WEI Afternoons, hour number two, on a Patriots Victory Monday. I don't think this was an official Victory Monday by Vrabel. He gave him the day off, but he kind of swapped Tuesday for Monday, and they get back late from Baltimore, so it's...
Nope. No victory shots for the crew either of the Greg Hill show.
He said he would go have to do them all by himself, which could be a little intense.
What do they actually do shots of? What is it?
It's like a gut shot. It's full of antioxidants, ginger, cayenne pepper, all sorts of good stuff. Like it keeps all the stuff that knocks people like myself and Arcand, who have kids and viruses from elementary school, at bay. It's good for you.
Yes, Stiz, did you have a follow-up to that?
Well, I was going
to
tell Nick it must not work then. But what I want to know...
take it, jackass.
Maybe you should.
Sorry, I don't have Mike Vrabel money. I can't just sashay to the local juicery and get a bunch of, you know, green shots and cayenne pepper ginger bombs.
What I want to know is if we are going as a show to celebrate with Jeremy Springer and, you know, breaking him in with the eggnog.
I'm not sure it's celebrating. They won, but I'm not sure he won the day with that fake punt that we're going to get to a little bit later. But yes, he did invite us, win or lose. He invited us to his office today with eggnog. So.
Was that a real invite or was that a radio invite?
I think it was a radio invite, and I think we took it as a radio invite since we're sitting in our usual seats and not at Gillette Stadium pounding on a door. Security! He invited us, I swear.
Listen, don't threaten me with a good time because I'm ready to nog it up any hour of the day.
I feel like if we showed up, you know when they keep throwing Elf out of the father's building? I feel like that's what would happen to us. We'd have our eggnog in one hand and whiskey in the other, and they'd be tossing us into the parking.
Oh, WEI Afternoons. Have you guys ever seen a mailroom before?
All right, Stiz, it's 3 o'clock. That means one thing. It's time for the three-point stance.
Green 19! Ready! 19!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good.
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
John Tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you called the worst fake punt of the decade, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. We got three hosts. Each will present their stances on the biggest stories in the world of sports and beyond. Since Andy Hart so vehemently promoted my three-point stance on the Boston Red Sox, who decided to be active yesterday, of all things, I am giving myself 60 seconds to tell you the good in the bad, the short-term good, the long-term bad of the Boston Red Sox acquisition of 33-year-old right-handed hitting first baseman Wilson Contreras from the St. Louis Cardinals. They give up Hunter Dobbins, they give up prospects Yoker Fajardo and Blake Aida to the Cardinals. Andy, can you tell me a fun fact of about Yoker Fajardo?
No, but you can.
I don't have any either, because he's a prospect that doesn't factor in. No, that's the point.
Is his name Will Hardo? How do you pronounce it?
Yoker Fajardo.
Can we trade it a Hardo? I like Hardos.
That literally sounds like a trade you would engineer with the Nuggets.
Well, sure. Yeah, I agree. But let me tell you the positives. He posted the lowest whiff rate in 2025 since 2018 of his career, so he's striking out less. That's good. His pulled air rate is the highest that it's been of his career. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel, but he's been pulling the ball more, so he'll like left field at Fenway Park more. He's also tied for fifth in fielding run value among first basemen and fourth in outs above average. He's a very good defensive first baseman, and he hit fourth a lot with the Cardinals, 76 games with a .270 average in the cleanup spot. So Anthony, Story, Duran, and Contreras as your top four, that's good. There's a couple negatives that I'll get to quickly. The Red Sox are right at $244 million. Mass Live reported that the Red Sox are not willing to go over the first tax threshold, so my worry is that is their last move of the offseason.
If it is.
Yeah, this does not excite me. I heard people trying to spin this as a positive, like, okay, he's fine. He'll hit you 20 home runs. Like, that's fine. And you now have a first baseman. You don't have to count on Tristan Casas to get healthy and play a bad first base for you.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
This is a mediocre move. This is a
correct
fourth or fifth best move.
This is the complimentary bat move that we were told.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is your 5-6-7 hitter. I don't want him as my cleanup hitter. Now, will he get a bump out of Fenway Park? Maybe. That's great. Get a little bump out of it. Also, I thought I may have heard this wrong. So you do the trending. So you are very in line with all the news and the very specific information.
Allegedly, yeah.
So I thought that Pete Alonso was too old.
He was.
How old is Wilson with two L's, Contreras?
He's 33.
Oh, yeah. Two years older than Pete Alonso, Andy.
Interesting. So he's 2 years older and hits half as many home runs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm supposed to get excited?
Yes, because, and Fitz, you've alluded to this too, when it comes to making trades versus signing free agents. This has been proven now 2 years in a row that Craig Breslow is incapable of negotiating with big time free agents or whoever is involved in the front office process.
Correct.
But it's supposed to be Breslow. So you miss out on Max Fried last year, so you have to send four prospects out the door to get Garrett Crochet. It worked, but that was your backup option. You miss out on Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber, so you have to spend assets in order to acquire Wilson Contreras. You cut your nose off to spite your face because you're incapable of negotiating with free agents, and then you turn around and make stupid excuses for why you couldn't do that.
My bad.
Thank you, Breslow. So you've proven you can't do that, and now both major trades that you've made this offseason, you've had to have it subsidized. You've needed St. Louis to send money back in order to justify the players that you're getting. So while I don't mind the addition, the long-term negatives that have been further proven by this deal blow my mind, Fitzy.
Well, I don't understand why they're acting like, again, no poverty franchise is spending $250 million on their major league roster, but why are they making poverty franchise moves? Why are they only dealing away pitching prospects to try and acquire major league talent in return? Just go to the store and tell the person at the counter, the clerk, the cashier, the sales assistant, hi, that thing I saw in the front window where I didn't know what the price tag was, can you tell me how much it costs and also wrap it up because that's what I need? But they refuse to do that. They have to go all the way through to the return rack, the sales bin, the discount shelves. I don't get it. Contreras is 2 years older, plays a little bit better defense, and yeah, he's got catching experience too. Oh, great. So if Narvi goes down, maybe we can send him from first back behind the dish. Awesome. He hits half as many home runs and cost a little more than half. And by the way, if you sign Pete Alonso, he doesn't cost you Hunter Dobbins, who last I checked, he wasn't necessarily going to be your number three starter, but didn't suck. Yeah, it was a bummer. He tore his ACL last year and didn't get to finish what was a promising season. But like Craig Breslow just seems incredibly comfortable to deal away assets like Fitz and now Dobbins and other and the password just to acquire talent that Dan might very well be around only for a year or two. This just in. I don't love it.
And I also, you're kind of getting back to the line of scrimmage. You're behind the chains right now. So let Giolito go, who at points last year we were trying to spin as like the best pitcher in baseball. Oh, his numbers in the last 30 days, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it was like Zach Wheeler from Philly and then Lucas Giolito for a six-week span.
So that's what Sonny Gray is, replaces that. So you're kind of getting, you hope, back to even. Who knows? Sonny Gray's 117. If he has the fall-off-the-map year, maybe you don't get back to even.
Right.
And if your instincts slash Mass Live's economic reporting are accurate, you're not getting Bregman. So this is your Bregman replacement, essentially. So you're back to Bregman as your 20 home run, good guy, fields well at first instead of third, right? Like, that's the slots you're filling. You didn't fill the Devers slot. That slot is still non-existent for a 30 home run, 120 RBI guy. And that's why I stand by. They're a worse baseball team. They're making moves, and I'm not as worked up as you are as at the assets, because I don't think they've really traded much in terms of assets this offseason.
No, they're not massive. No, you didn't deal. You know what you didn't do yet so far, Andy? You didn't deal Toley. You didn't deal early.
Right. So I'm not as worried about that. My issue is you're kind of, you know what this feels like? Bill Belichick gets rid of Shaq Mason and then drafts Cole Strange. Well, you created the hole you just filled. You didn't actually fill a hole. You let Bregman go and you get Contreras. You filled the hole you created. You didn't actually make your team better, and that's why I stand by my bet with Adam Jones that you will finish behind the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Orioles in the AL East.
Yeah, I think this Contreras deal, given the moves that the Rays made in the last week, at least gives you fourth place in the division.
Oh my God,
fourth
man!
Place.
Are you
We're
telling people
place. We're fourth place
when the Patriots just made the playoffs and people have visions of first round buys dancing in their heads that now Sox fans can look forward to not finishing last in the AL East next year, because that is depressing.
It's
trust
grim.
The process.
And you
trust this, Brezbach.
It's you I don't trust, not the process.
And so just to reiterate the number, so the Red Sox at 244, that $244 million, that gives them $20 million before they hit that second luxury tax threshold that they are apparently very wary of hitting because, you know, they have to spend their precious dollars giving it back to the league if they hit that. So $20 million a year is not Alex Bregman. It is just by a hair Ketel Marte. But my He's bottom line is that in order to make another addition, the Red Sox are going to have to subtract something from their roster. If that's DFAing Masataka Yoshida, that's one thing. Trading Duran and his $7 million, that's another. But as currently constructed, you don't have the money or the wherewithal to make another move and improve your roster from being fourth place in the division.
How's my $25 million Hicks and Sandoval combo doing?
Taking up a whole lot of space.
That's $25 million.
What are they going to do? Is there no way to just buy them out, burn that money, light it on fire, turn it into a charitable donation to Children's Hospital, something?
I mean, you can, but then again, that's the organizational efficiency. You're telling them to spend money on guys that aren't on your roster, and they're above doing that at this point because it's going to hurt their precious cash machine. It's bleak, fellas. I like Contreras as a player. If it was I signed Kyle Tucker and traded for Contreras.
Yes.
And then traded for Sonny Gray. That's a decent offseason, and you still have the capability of doing that. Bo Bichette.
Bregman.
Yep.
Alonso. Anyone else, and he's
Bichette.
The second bat, you're happy. He's the first bat. He's the only bat. Not happy.
Yep.
Same thing with Sonny Gray. Joe Ryan and Sonny Gray? Woo-hoo, I'm excited. Let's see a series, baby. Oh, wait, it's just Sonny Gray? You're not getting anyone to be the number two that you've been promising me for going on almost a year now? That's the issue. I do have one thing that I like about this. Get ready for the brag. As the all-time leader in hit-by-pitch at Dartmouth High School, I do enjoy that Contreras gets hit by pitch a lot. That's the easiest way to get on base is let the ball hit you. So
the Don Baylor factor really turns you
23
on.
23
huh?
last year, Fitzy, and has had...
So he'll lean into it. Good.
Absolutely. So I got that, you know, with our luck. And one more legitimate positive, or this is kind of a PR positive. Is it anything that guys are giving up their no-trade clauses to come to the Red Sox? Is that like a little bit of a positive, like the vibe?
They're getting out of St. Louis, it's really
getting
not that
away
big
from
a deal.
Heim Bloom, that awkward guy that is another robot,
or
talking.
A team that's in an obvious rebuild, and they're people think that there's greater opportunity and a bigger a higher profile in Boston, which isn't necessarily a lie, But it's just not the World Series promised land that I think a lot of people believe it to be.
Yeah, just to just attach myself to a big brand where I can hit home runs over the monster for a couple years and then cash in on a team that wants to pay me. It's a
couple
it's
years.
Kinda,
I can't
kinda
believe
genius.
They're going to squander this Bregman thing, too. Like, this is just, this is like, this Michael Lewis should follow Craig Breslow around for another couple of weeks and then write a book called How Not to Run an Offseason.
I don't really want Bregman back now. If it's really where the contracts are saying it's going, 5-150, 6-170.
I wouldn't worry about that.
I don't want that contract on the books because that's just a reason why I can't get somebody I want more down the road. I don't want that contract on the books.
But you'd believe that number?
I never know what to believe in Major League Baseball. No, I don't. The short answer is no. I don't really believe that number, but if the number goes up in that direction, I don't want that on the books.
I'm with you, but I also get the sense that the market on Bregman is extremely cold. Like I think
it's pretty cool.
I'm starting to get Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell vibes from Scott Boras in that things have gone very cold. And so now I'm trying to spin, oh, well, now the Blue Jays are kicking the tires on Bregman. That's kind of the feeling from the reporting that I'm getting.
Okay,
right
so
now.
If you get, if it's Bregman, Story, Meyer, Contreras, that's a pretty good infield.
You're much better defensively than you've been in past
and
years.
And you should have the hopes that that's 420 home run guys, potentially. Each one of those guys could hit you 20 home runs. So now you're getting a little closer to a depth of the Yankees. What was my number? 7 guys hit more than 20 home runs last year for the Yankees or something like that. You're getting a little closer to that depth of lineup that, okay, so if you add Bregman to the mix, I will look at this a little bit differently.
Yeah, I mean, 20 home runs from Marcelo Meyer feels a little strong.
Hey,
but
hold on. I'm a big fan.
Or maybe the platoon between him and Romy, because you'll probably play him against lefties, which I also don't mind at second base, and then you got 3 other guys.
Romy the home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we'll put a pin in that one for there. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
To three-point it up? Let's do it.
Three-point the hell out of it with 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, Stanley, hit it.
Gonzalez drives. Oh! This is a coming-out party, folks. Hugo Gonzalez is here.
That's right. While you were busy over the weekend watching Tulane and all of the other terrible football teams get their teeth kicked in, or watching NFL games, or Christmas shopping, or bemoaning the sorry state of the Red Sox hot stove, or getting ready for the Patriots, guess what? Celtics won a couple of ball games, and somebody is turning into a star before our eyes. The age of Hugo Gonzalez is here, and while the hyperbole of Drew Carter and Scal saying this could be your rookie of the year might be a little much right now, I got to say, this kid is awesome. The energy, you talk about energy, you talk about entertainment, you talk about effort. This kid brings it and then some. Here's some fun stats for you. Celtics under 20 who've recorded a double-double. Hugo Gonzalez and Jason Tatum. That's it. Of course, you heard the dunk that he delivered basically from the three-point line against the Raptors. Cada has raved about him, saying all he heard from some friends that he had over at Real Madrid is that this kid was high energy and a massive character. He has the highest plus minus by a rookie this season over Vijay Edgecombe and Dylan Harper as well. And his response to why he had the energy to play 29 minutes one night and then drop the hammer the next night: "You can't be tired. I'm only 19. It's easy for me to have great energy when the team is also helping and everyone wants the guy next to him to be successful." Oh, my God. Celtics stole one with this. Brad Stevens, best GM in Boston.
That may be true. I'm not sure Hugo Gonzalez is the reason he's the best GM in Boston. It might be some of the bigger moves and things he's done over the years.
Well, sure, but he's just like, I mean, Andy, this, like, the kid is fun.
He is.
Like, what a great addition he is. For him to already be making, like, the highlight plays are fun. Like, they're great to share on social media, play on the radio, and have the kids jump out of the chair, knock over a popcorn bowl, and go, "Dad, did you see that?" But in terms of just what his value is, what he adds on the team, to be a solid defender, to be an energy guy. Like, the other night, he had 10 points and 10 rebounds. Again, Andy, he's high school age, and he's doing this on the court with big professional NBA basketball players. Like, it's pretty damn impressive.
I don't know if you've heard, because I've heard it every time I've watched a broadcast. He's been playing professional basketball since, I believe, he was 13 at Real Madrid, that he, like, left his family. It's been a talking point nonstop. So he's really in, like, year six of professional basketball, just
year
one.
He's been playing pro ball longer than Drake May's been playing football.
I do think that the thing I always think about with him is Tommy Heinsohn. I think Tommy Heinsohn would love him. He's a guy that Tommy Heinsohn would be just yelling about. Tommy points, everything. I don't know, maybe checking him out in the shower, figuring those types of things out.
He'd be screaming after one of his dunks or a big block, "Anywhere Ugo, I go. I love this kid."
But I will wait before I anoint him the best rookie in basketball or the next big thing in Boston.
But he's happening. You cannot deny that he's starting to become a thing.
The career-defining moment for Brad Stevens. I love the passion. I love the passion, Fitzgerald. But I think you might have got a little overly. You're feeling the eggnog. You're feeling the Christmas spirit.
Oh,
you're feeling the win there.
I'm all in. I'm all in. I love me a new star in the Boston sports scene. And I love especially the way this kid plays. Like, he's about as not Boston as anybody could possibly be upon looks, dialect, etc. But the way that he plays definitely is going to cater some favor around these parts.
All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to follow up those three-point stances with a chat, I believe, with Marcus Jones, the Patriots cornerback, punt returner, fumble recoverer, up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.